Well, good morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Father Ed Herzog. I'm the chaplain of Bishop Carroll High School, and it's great to be with you folks here today. So for those of you who don't know, earlier this week, Father Curtis was playing kickball against the eighth graders and severely twisted his ankle. So he's not able to be here today. Yeah. You see what happens when we let caping people try to play sports? It's never good. Never good. No, I told him I had to rib him a little bit here too. He is okay, you know, but yeah, no, he's got his foot elevated. And he really wishes he could be here, of course, for the graduates and now for welcoming people into the church. So, and I could tell you too, Father Curtis, he is a hard worker. If there's any way that he could be here, he would be. And so I know that it certainly is something that is keeping him, and he really would want to be here. So of course we keep him in prayer as we celebrate this culminating feast of the Easter season. Or today we celebrate the Feast of the Pentecost. So 7 days ago, we celebrated the Feast of the Ascension. And if you're anything like me, the Feast of the Ascension, you know, it is a feast that I really kind of struggle to understand, or I struggle to understand why we would say that we celebrate the ascension of Jesus into heaven. Because right, that's the equivalent of us saying we celebrate the fact that Jesus is no longer here in the flesh. You know, and that led me to think throughout this, like, who are the people that I celebrate when I see them leave? You know? Because there are some people here too, you know. Like, I could say this too, you know, and, it, you know, like for me, like, anytime, like, you see the Jehovah's Witnesses come, you know, you kind of, like, peer between, like, you know, the blinds, just, like, hoping that they'll go away, you know. Or, like, for us, you know, as priests on, you know, in the rectory on Sunday afternoons after, like, a long morning too, like, we see somebody coming, we're like, oh, no, please leave, you know. Now, again, Father Curtis is a much holier priest than me, so go knock on his door. I promise you, he wants to do that, you know. But the point being this, right? Like, the people that we love, right? And in fact, right, the Lord Jesus, right? The very last words in Scripture are, come, Lord Jesus, and we celebrate the fact that he goes away. How do we make sense of that? The only way I would posit to you, the only way that we can make sense of the ascension is with the feast day we celebrate today, the Pentecost. Because what do we celebrate today? We celebrate the reality that Christ descended upon his apostles and actually descends upon us now. Right? We're actually going to celebrate confirmation here shortly. Right? Something we've all received. Right? And what is this? What is the Holy Spirit but Christ's continual presence among us today? That the Christian message, the Christian story, Christ's presence continues on in the reality that we call the church. But that's what Pentecost is, the birthday of the church. And see, and this is one of the things too, some of my students who had me in class, they know that one of my favorite exercises is to ask them, like just to imagine that if someone were to come up to you as a Catholic and were to ask you a basic question, how would you answer it? And the question I'd posit to all of you is, let's imagine you're at work, you're at school, you're at your next university, because of course, right, many of you great Bishop Carroll graduates, a lot of you had me, so of course you're well-formed, right? They come up to you and they were to ask you, what's the church? How would you answer that question? You know, you've got them for what, maybe 30 seconds. Or if we had to boil it down, how would we define this reality that we call the church? And one of the things that I've realized is that some of the most obvious questions are some of the most difficult because we take them for granted. And one of the questions that I think we get all the time, right, if you were to ask, what's the church? So I tell you, it's the building we're in right now, brick and mortar, that's the church. Well, then you'd have other people where they'd say, yeah, okay, it's that too, but you know what? You know what the church really is for us Catholics? It's the sacraments, right? It's what we'll be doing here in just a second, right? It's the Eucharist. That's what I was doing before in the confessional, right? It's baptism and confirmation, which we'll celebrate, right? That's the church. Then you'll have other people say, all right, no, you know what the church is? Go to St. Peter's Square in Rome. That's the church. Right there, right, with the Holy Father, the cardinals, the bishops, right, all of them, right? It's the hierarchy, it's the priests, they're the church. While all those things are good answers, my fear is that we as Catholics reduce the church to merely those things, right? And to highlight this, I had a great professor when I was in seminary. He was actually a convert. He was a Presbyterian minister. He was great friends with the Catholic apologist and biblical scholar Scott Hahn. Actually, Scott Hahn was influential in bringing him into the church after he made his way into to becoming Catholic. But you know what this scripture professor of mine said? He said, you know, the first few times that he went to Mass, you know what he said struck him the most about us Catholics in comparison to his Protestant brothers and sisters? How many of us Catholics back into our parking spots at Mass? Because he said, you know what he said? As soon as that last finger was off the organ, we Catholics got out of here like we were robbing a bank. Because, again, here's the thing, right? What's the nature of the church? Or what can we so easily reduce it to? Well, it's what I do from 10:30 to 11:30 at St. Peter's in Schulte every single week. Right? I come here, I receive the Eucharist, I wash my hands of this, I go out, and I'll see you in 6 days and 23 hours. And he said, to Protestants, that's utterly nuts. Because he says, look, you guys, we got it right. We get it right about the sacramental reality of the church. We get it right about the hierarchical reality, right? We get it right that actually being here on Sundays, coming together, is actually something that's important, right? It's why for many of us, that's why COVID was terrible. We couldn't wait to get back in here to participate in the sacramental reality of the church. But our faith doesn't end here. We can't reduce it, right? We come here in communion, right? As the apostles of the 21st century, we come here to receive the very body of Christ so that we can go out. Right? We just heard that in the opening prayer, right? We hear that in the reality, right? If you want to see a book that highlights what the church is, read the Acts of the Apostles. So I tell people all the time, are the apostles, are they just sitting there, right, in liturgical prayer together? Are they doing that? Yes. But is that the only thing that they're doing? Absolutely not. Because what the church ultimately is it's a communion of believers, a communion of believers who share the hope of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's why I can say, people ask me, I'm this early, or next week I'll celebrate my 7th anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood. And one of the questions that I get all the time is they want to know, Father, what's the best part of being a priest? Right? Where is it that you see Christ most vibrantly in your life? You know, and you know what they want to say? My answer to them always is, well, what's the answer you're looking for? Because again, I can give you the answer which you want, which is really typically a pretty pious one, right? What you want me to say is, you want me to talk about how incredible it is to say the words of institution, to say, this is my body and this is my blood. And it is awesome. Or you want me to say that, you know, when I'm in there, hearing confessions, when Christ uses me as an instrument to forgive sins here in the flesh, that's what you want. That's pretty awesome too. But it's by no means the best. Right? When am I most alive? Where do I see most Christ most vibrantly in my life? It's in the friendships that I have established because people call me Father. Right? It's when I have come together, right? To quote Christ, right? This is scriptural. Where do I see Christ more? When two or three, including me, are gathered in his name, that's where he is most evident to me. That's when I'm most alive. That's when life is most vibrant, right? That's when I can't wait to get out of bed in the morning because I see Christ's presence here and now. It's not that Christ has gone up and away, but rather he is now present in this incarnational reality that we call the church. And this is where we as Catholics, we got to get better. Don't hear what I'm not saying. Don't hear that the sacraments don't matter. Don't hear that I don't enjoy celebrating the Eucharist or confession. None of that couldn't be farther from the truth. I love it. But we come here so as to be sent out there. That'll be true for you guys. Becoming Catholic, going out, right? Out into the working world, out into school. Right? This isn't where the faith ends. This is where the faith begins. So this, right, as we celebrate this feast of the Pentecost, may we recognize Christ's presence here in us, that his Holy Spirit is amongst us. May we come here every Sunday to receive him, to receive that hope, that grace of the resurrection, so that we too, like those apostles, can be sent out. At this time, I'd like to welcome forward here those to be baptized.